Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser. Oh, beat me, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it to the weekend and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Ho, ho, ho.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, high fives all around. Feeling good. Fives. It's Friday, baby. Let's get to our contestant. It's Jesse from Burlington. Jesse, are you there?
Good morning, Taryn. Good morning, Meg.
What's up, Jesse?
Good morning, Jesse. It's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jesse will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
If you're happy and you know it, what should you clap?
Your hands.
Yes. Who delivered the Gettysburg Address?
Grant.
No.
Pass.
What popular toy was inspired by throwing empty pie plates?
The Frisbee.
Yes. The delicacy known as foie gras comes from which organ of the duck or goose?
Liver?
Yeah. How many times has the United States hosted the Winter Olympics?
4.
Yes. Who wrote the original screenplay for Natural Born Killers?
I'm going to pass.
How many pairs of chromosomes does the average human have?
23?
Yes.
24.
What do you call a northern marine mammal with ivory tusks?
A walrus.
Yes. What pitcher lent his name to ulnar collateral ligament reconstruction?
Can you repeat that?
What pitcher lent his name to ulnar collateral ligament reconstruction?
No idea, Pat.
The geothermal spa Blue Lagoon is in which Nordic island country?
I don't know. Sorry, Taryn.
All good. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 this morning, Jesse. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Steve is making his way back, coffee in hand,
Celebrating
a Blue Friday.
Also celebrating an anniversary. I just learned our phone screener, Dayton, him and his lady, 3-year anniversary today.
What? Let's go.
Happy anniversary. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
If you're happy and you know it, what should you clap?
My cheeks.
Yeah. No.
Hands.
Yes. Who delivered the Gettysburg Address?
Thomas Jefferson.
No.
Oh.
That would be Abraham Lincoln.
It would be. What popular toy was inspired by throwing empty pie plates?
Oh, crap. I don't know the name of that. Pass.
The delicacy known as foie gras comes from which organ of the duck or goose?
The liver?
Yeah. How many times has the United States hosted the Winter Olympics?
4.
Yes.
What?
Who wrote the original screenplay for Natural Born Killers?
That would be Oliver Stone.
That would not be.
Natural Born. Quentin Tarantino.
Yes. How many pairs of chromosomes does the average human have?
2.
No.
4.
No.
6.
No. What do you call a northern marine mammal with ivory tusks?
A rhinoceros.
No.
A mammal.
No.
Elephant.
No. What pitcher lent his name to ulnar collateral ligament reconstruction?
Tommy John.
That's him. The geothermal spa Blue Lagoon is in which Nordic island country?
Ta- Tommy John.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. And that is a tie. 6-6. Good job, Jesse.
Thank you. Migs and I tied last time, so I'm just waiting for the day that I can beat him.
Better sounds, luck next time.
Out of context, that sounds very strange.
All right, let's go through this real quick. The average human has 23 pairs of chromosomes. Our friend also knew that the northern marine mammal with ivory tusks is a walrus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't know that the popular toy inspired by throwing empty pie plates is the Frisbee.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't.
And neither of you knew that the Blue Lagoon is located in Iceland.
Iceland.
Yeah. Nice job on your tie, Steve.
Questionable.
The Daily Mix Show.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is coming to Everett, Angel of the Winds Arena, on December 12th. And we could not be more excited to be doing this because it's the very first of its kind. We have Brent and Zach from Shinedown playing, The Pretty Reckless playing, Mammoth is playing, and more. So you can get those tickets while they are available at KISW.com. Well, the weekend is finally here, and that might mean that you're getting some downtime for the first time in the entire week. And you might be wondering what we're watching to give you a little inspiration when you sit down in front of the tube. So, Steve Miggs, what are you watching?
I ended up watching on a YouTube channel called Nostalgia 411. They have a whole bunch of shows and episodes on the rise and fall of TV shows that we grew up watching as kids.
In 1984, the FCC deregulated children's television. Before that, there were strict rules about how much advertising you could show to kids. But after deregulation, all bets were off. Suddenly, toy companies realized they could make entire TV shows that were basically 22-minute toy commercials. And it was completely legal.
And I just fell down that rabbit hole of just thinking about all the shows. Did you ever get excited to get home from school because you knew you were going to watch whatever show it was?
Oh, of course.
So for me, it was He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers, and this guy, he does these deep dives on all these old shows and gives, like, I never understood why He-Man just stopped being a show or G.I. Joe stopped doing this. And like, he gives you all the details, and there's a lot about corporate greed and all those kind of things, you know. And then just learning about how, like, these shows were just all about selling product to kids.
My Little Pony, Care Bears.
Care Bears.
Holy cow. So, my brain is exploding right now.
So if you were, I feel like if you grew up in the 80s or 90s, you grew up with the best television. I know, maybe I'm a little biased, but if you like that kind of stuff, this YouTube channel, which is called Nostalgia 411, is right up your alley.
All right, I'm checking that out for sure.
All right, T-Dog, what are you watching?
I am watching Nobody Wants This, Season 2.
Noah and I are figuring out how to be a we.
Ew. Oh, you're converting to Judaism?
No, we're going to do the whole, like, interfaith thing.
Well, do you guys want to sidebar this till after dinner?
Have you guys even talked about the kid thing yet?
These would be rabbi's kids. What's that like? No Santa, like, praying for fun?
Well, we haven't gotten that far.
Oh my God, no Santa?
Mm-hmm.
What channel is this on?
It's on Netflix. It's just a little goofy rom-com, and it stars Adam Brody and Kristen Bell, and they're in this...
I'm happy that they're getting a job.
They're in this relationship together. He's a rabbi, and she is non-religious.
Okay.
And so everybody wants her to convert. They come from two very different family backgrounds. It's just, it's kind of like a clash of cultures a little bit, but they're just madly in love, so they're figuring it out. Oh, it's really fun.
Well, on
I feel like
side.
You're not going to watch it.
No, honestly, this sounds like something that my wife and I might watch.
Your wife will love it.
Okay.
And she will love that you suggested it. You're going to be like the hero.
All right. I will try. Maybe not this weekend. Yes. Seahawk game. You know, I got some more of these Nostalgia 411 videos to watch. But maybe after this weekend, I'll give it a whirl.
Put it on the list. Danny, what is it that you are watching?
Eileen, Queen of the Serial Killers.
She's been called the hooker from hell.
Terrorized men along Florida.
All right, I'm sold already.
Yeah.
The hooker from hell.
Along Florida's highways.
She's a wild, boozing lesbian prostitute.
All right, I'm still sold. Wild, boozing lesbian prostitute?
In 1997, Eileen said, I'm going to tell you the truth of my life and give you this interview.
The real Eileen Warren's not a serial killer. I was so lost that I turned into one.
All right, Danny.
It's crazy. From 1989 to 1990, she just went on a killing spree and killed 7 men who were, you know, her Johns, essentially. And it's just such an interesting watch of this lady's life. And, of course, it's all about, like, the media and how they kind of, like, you blew it up because she was a female serial killer. That, like, wasn't a thing.
And this, I don't know anything about this story, but I'm watching the trailer, and you mentioned that this was based on that movie that Charlize Theron was in, right?
Yeah, Monster. She played Eileen in that movie, and it's wild.
And now I see how well of a job she did, because she looks just like this woman.
Which I had never even heard of that movie, but then I was, like, looking up, like, information about the whole, you know, story, and that movie came up, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I know what I'm doing this weekend.
What an eclectic group we are. I'm watching a docuseries on children's cartoons. You're watching rom-coms. And Danny's watching a serial killer documentary.
It's called Balance.
The Daily Mix Show.
Could you name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we've got tickets for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday on Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena to give you. And that show features Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. 206-803-ROCK is the number you should call if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have been handing out tickets to see Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday on Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. And coming to the show, Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. Say hello to Brenda from Tukwila. Brenda. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
We're going to spin the wheel and see if you're going to play with T-Dog or Migsy.
All right, the wheel's spinning.
Let's do this, girl's rule.
Ooh, girl's rule. Well, I hope it lands on me and I don't help you. Well, asking you shall receive. It's you and T-Dog, Brenda.
All right, Brenda, let's do this.
Here's drool.
Here is your clip.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm looking at Taryn's face. It doesn't look like she knows it either.
So no.
Hold on. We can do this, Brenda. We can do this. Let's hear it again.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, I know this one. I don't know this one.
I think, okay, so it's one of the bands that has some members playing. Is that right?
I'm not helping.
Us
boys over here are drooling. We can't speak.
Oh, come on.
And I know it, too. It's a good song.
So, okay, so
right,
it's,
Danny, it's a great song.
So two of the members of this band are playing at the show of the tickets you're playing for.
Okay, we've got Brent Smith, Zach Myers.
And what band are they in?
Shinedown.
Okay. Now, I'm willing to help if you say that boys rule and girls drool.
Listen, two boys, and they all drool.
As an adult, I still drool from time to time.
All right, now, I'm going to see. I want Danny to tell me if I'm giving the right hint here.
Don't do it, Danny.
Does the song, like, would one of the words in the song be possible with scissors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. So the first word, it's three words for the song. The first word is what you would use scissors for.
Cut.
Yes.
Cut.
The third.
The cord?
Yes.
I was going to just say, it's what people do when they don't want cable anymore.
I was saying when a baby's born, you have to.
Oh, good call, Danny. See, you guys would have been way better.
Danny got that.
Yeah, us boys, we're better at giving hints.
All right, Brenda, we got through that first one.
We drew a lot.
Okay,
Danny, I'm ready for my clip.
Please tell me.
My Own Worst Enemy.
Yay! Say it, Meg. Say it. Girls rule.
They do. Brenda, you rule. And we're going to see you over at the Unwrapped show.
Oh, my God. That is so amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Yay, Friday.
Yay, Friday.
The Daily Migs Show.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, we invite you to call 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Metallica. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Pendergast Law. Call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, someone on hold has an idea for us.
Okay.
We're going to hear that idea in mere moments. But first, we're going to check in with Johnny from Lake Taps. Johnny, what's going on today?
Hey, how's it going? Beautiful day, huh?
Sure
Hell
is.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, my daughter just moved into her new apartment, and my granddaughters, or look, my daughter, I gave her a picture a couple of years ago, and she was hanging it up on the wall, and my 9-year-old granddaughter goes, Mommy, who's those guys? She goes, well, those guys are your uncles. That's Uncle John, Uncle Paul, Uncle George, and Uncle Ringo. It's the picture where they're crossing the street on the sidewalk.
Wait a second.
She goes, well, how come I never met them? She goes, and how come they have way longer hair than Papa does? She goes, well, they live in another country, dear. She had to break down and tell her the truth after a while.
I was going to say, how long has this been going on for that she thinks her family is the Beatles?
I'm not awesome, little kid.
I do. That's so great.
Kids are the best. Can you imagine going, like, if that kid went to school, though, and was like, yeah, we've got this rad picture of my uncles crossing Abbey Road.
Well, I got, Tatum, I don't know how she got this in her head, maybe because she saw that I used to play hockey, but she's convinced that I played for the Kraken.
Yeah, you did.
And apparently has told, like, her friends that my daddy played for the Kraken, and
yes.
I'm like, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I mean, you did kind of audition.
Try out.
Come on. Yeah.
I tried out.
To be the E-Bug.
Well, I did.
You were like 1 degree of separation.
And the owner of the team, when he came in studio, said that I was the E-Bug before they even had a team, and then they realized that's a bad idea.
And to be fair, you were more correct with audition because he would have been acting as a goalie if he would have made the team.
Imposter syndrome at its finest right there.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, and our friend Jared in Issaquah has an idea to run by us. Jared, what is this idea?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Dude, we're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Awesome.
All right. So this idea is that you take the rest of the year and do a systematic breakdown of all rock songs using the powers of science to find the greatest rock song or rock songs of all time, and you do it in tandem with the afternoon crew. And I think it's important to do it in tandem with the afternoon crew because you'll bring some stability, especially Turner.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Jared.
Jared, I feel like there'll be a lot of arguments. Okay, let's say you're part of this panel. Who are you putting in as the greatest rock song of all time?
The single greatest rock song?
Yeah.
I would honestly probably say Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh,
that's a solid
off the top
pick.
Of my head.
You know, I would have never even said that one, but when you say it, I can't argue that it's not one of the all-time greats just because of how absurd the freaking song is.
Oh, that's a really good call.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, like, you know, balance. Like, does it have to have a wicked guitar solo in it? Like, what's the criteria?
See, and I'm a sucker right now. Shocking, I spend a lot of time on YouTube. I love watching the artists, the random people reacting to songs that they've never heard before. A lot of times, like opera singer reacting to Pearl Jam's Black, and that's one I bring up because I feel like I've watched one too many way too many videos of people reacting to the Pearl Jam unplugged version of Black.
Oh.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
And I as much as like, I'm not like, I wouldn't even say it's my favorite Pearl Jam song, but I could make an argument that's the greatest song ever written just because of the lyrics and the emotion and the power of it.
I think that could definitely be a contender.
I love seeing people's reactions to that song. Although I just watched yesterday an opera singer reacting to Kiss doing Detroit Rock City, a live version, and she seemed so confused by the entire experience. She's like, I kind of respect his vocals, but I feel it's really aggressive, and I don't know if I like this.
Oh, how funny is that? I gotta watch that.
But I know Danny's pick would, of course, be this.
What is this, Creed Friday?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Every Friday, every day that ends in Y is Creed Day.
Absolutely. Well, we're doing it for that voice message that we got earlier where that person had just so many great things to say about Creed.
No, you motherfuckers, no. You're not going to force Creed down our fucking throats.
Thank you.
What the hell, KISW? It's all you, Migs. It isn't. You. You're the one who did this. Son of a bitch. Seriously. You're not going to make me like Creed.
I feel like he's starting to like Creed.
I don't think he is.
Today's the day. Also, thank you for falling on the sword for that it's all your fault.
I know, right? No, nothing to do with Tyron Daly at all.
I'm innocent.
Well, we all know it's Danny. Danny picks the songs that we play, and he loves playing Creed.
Yeah, clearly.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
You're going to look so good when you show up to Thanksgiving dinner with your family rocking the brand new Daily Mig Show Thanksgiving t-shirt.
Can we put a challenge out to the Rockaholics? Because I know all of us are going to do it. We're going to wear this shirt at Thanksgiving dinner, which means family pictures.
Yes.
If people could take pictures of them wearing this shirt, that would be the greatest thing ever.
I want to see an entire family rocking this shirt. So make that happen too. And what's really great is that you're supporting the Washington Food Coalition when you buy this t-shirt in the Rock Shop. And it's available exclusively while supplies last at KISW.com. Yesterday, we had a chat about an insane milestone reached by Alex Ovechkin, his 900th career NHL goal.
First player in NHL history to have 900 goals. What an incredible career this guy. And the season's just starting.
Oh.
So, I mean, he's gonna add at least 20 more to that number.
And you can only imagine the value of that puck, which Blues goalie Jordan Binnington tried to hide in his pants during the celebration.
Have you guys seen the video of this?
No.
It's so he, you know, obviously, the plan is that you score the goal, someone grabs it, usually the ref or a player, and they set it aside, they put tape around it, they write 900, and that's the plan. It's like you always give it to the player when they have a milestone, a moment on the ice. Jordan grabs the puck. I've never seen this before. And then he just shoves it down his hockey pants. And we're like, what the hell is going on? So players notice it, fans notice it, the announcers notice it as well, and they comment on it.
Beasty fella, isn't he? And he does some things. Watch this. After the goal is scored, he's got the puck. Watch what he does with the puck. He's going to keep it in his pants. I don't know if he wants to sell it on the open market or not, but they're not going to get that puck from Binnington, but that is until linesman Michel Cormier came over and said, hey, we know you got the puck, buddy.
Good job catching that. There's cameras everywhere, guys.
Tremendous.
His eBay account would have been popping off after this game had he pulled that heist off.
And then everyone's like, what the hell is going on? Some people were thinking, oh, he's just grabbing it to give it to Alex Slater. But then people were like, well, if he was just grabbing it to give it to Alex Slater, why wouldn't he just give it to one of the players on the Capitals to bring it to the bench? Billington says he had every intention to give it back. But the crazy part is because they asked Alex Ovechkin about it as well. And he's like, yeah, I just saw it. I'm not going to comment.
Huh.
So, like, what the hell is going on that this guy thought he could get away with stealing the puck?
Well, now the puck smells like hockey crotch.
You know, that's okay.
No, it's not.
No? You would put it on display? 900 goals?
I mean, I probably would after washing it.
Okay, fine.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Maybe today is payday. That means you should buy yourself some tickets to Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. Tickets start at $55 for December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena with Zach and Brent from Shinedown. We have the Pretty Reckless coming to town, Mammoth, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and more. Those tickets are on sale at KISW.com, and we hope you can join us.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle's here with us, and tomorrow, big day for the Sounders.
It is a huge day.
Gotta
for the
win.
Sounders. Do or die. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Great opportunity for day drinking on a Saturday, brother.
Say less.
Yeah.
There is no dew. There is just die. No, I'm kidding. Go Sounders.
Go Sounders.
Hey, this is our year.
This is our year.
Are we going to put ourselves through this again?
We've had so many years.
We got the Seahawks, too. It's our year for them. Yeah. It's our year now for the Kraken and the Sounders.
And the Seattle Torrent.
And the Torrent. Their season starts pretty soon. They're going to win it all.
Yeah.
All right, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. But you know what? We have a big weekend for some of Pacific Northwest rock legends. You got Soundgarden going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tomorrow. You can watch that on Disney Plus, which is pretty awesome. And then also today, I don't know if you want to feel old or not.
Yes.
Alice in Chains celebrating the 30th anniversary of their self-titled album, the one that had the grind and some other great songs on there as well.
Side Shoes on Now is on that. Yeah, great album.
Kind of underrated when you think about all the other Alice in Chains records.
I think Jolene's going to play a bunch of that tonight at 9 o'clock.
Nice.
I have it on good authority that's going to happen.
Well, if you not only want to feel old, but also want to go a little broke, you can get their new box set that they put out. It's available at aliceinchains.com. It's got two records on it, a pop-up gatefold art, multiple 7-inch singles, posters, tarot cards.
Tarot cards?
That too.
Okay.
Tarot cards?
Tarot cards.
Get out.
What kind of tea do you like? Chamomile.
He said it with such confidence.
What's your favorite bird? A paro.
Comic folks. Hate you guys.
I love you.
I can tell. AliceInChains.com. Get your tarot card.
How much? Is it really expensive?
I don't know. It's probably a lot of money.
We spend a lot of money on like way dumber stuff. So take my money, Allison James. A 30-year-old substitute gym teacher at an elementary school in Wisconsin was arrested because police said he was drunk on the job. Here is Christopher Reyes getting stopped by the police and then being talked to by officers in the principal's office.
Let's take this off.
As easy as possible, Chris.
What did I do?
You have a warrant.
Showed up to work drunk.
He's like, what did I do? Well, you showed up to work drunk.
Oh, no.
Well, good news. There's a job for you in radio.
Or Ryan, there's a job for you in teaching.
Yeah, look at that.
How long have you been working in the school in here?
Here? This is never said.
Do you know the legal limit?
0.0.
Okay, you're 0.36.
Whoa! And his reaction to this is fantastic.
I think I'm all right. I'm in good school.
The school has said he's obviously no longer welcome today.
You know,
is he going to be welcome back another day?
Forever?
He's still making words at a 0.36.
That's impressive.
This is a guy that drinks a lot.
At 0.3, he also felt that he was fully capable in showing up to his job, which is around children at a school.
Oh, my Lord. Well,
there's a job for you in radio.
Hey, last night was Thursday Night Football. The Denver Broncos, the offensive juggernauts between the Broncos and the Raiders, 10-7. Yes, for all of you that are keeping track, Geno Smith had yet another interception. Also got hurt in the game.
Yeah, what's the update on that?
They're going to still use him because they have no better options.
Oh,
and they're spending a lot of money on the guy.
So Pete's going to get out there and QB at some point.
You know, that might be a better option at this point. As far as weather, in a high of 56 degrees, going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Tarot Cards, Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Brian Castle is next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.